The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I do. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
What up?
What's going on?
I'm back for another week of fun and frivolity. 2015 is going well, is it not?
Yes, it is. It's going great for me.
Excellent.
It's been an enjoyable year so far.
There you go. I know, Kareem, you've got your Chitlin circuit.
Yep. We opened Saturday. We had a packed house.
That's cool. What's up.
We'll talk about that on the Friday show.
Okay.
I set aside a little bit of extra time to just really get into that a little bit so that we can make it fresh for people, because it's going to be going on. It's not just a one-time deal.
Right. It's going on the rest of the month.
Absolutely. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about running. Bill Cosby. And Curt Schilling has a theory of why he didn't get into the Hall of Fame.
I don't even know who that is.
It's a conspiracy theory. You know sports games, don't you? You should. You were a golfer.
That's
Curt Schilling of the Bloody Sock of the Red Sox.
Oh, it's baseball. That's why I don't know, because I don't care about baseball.
Well, you don't care about men either, but we exist. We're important.
I care about men. I have a lot of guy friends. I wouldn't go as far as saying you guys are important, but I do have guy friends, and I do care about you guys. Some of you, not all of you. It's kind of like cops.
Yeah.
Okay. But first,
you said kind of like cocks.
Cops.
Oh, okay.
You are hearing shit tonight.
I wasn't the one that heard diarrhea.
Yeah, it's true.
A minute ago,
before the show started.
Well, wait, Sam says diary funny.
Diary entries.
Yeah.
Diary entries. Diarrhea. I don't know.
He was slurring. It's probably like gummies in his mouth.
So, before we get started with the funny stuff in the show, I want to talk a little bit about the Charlie Hebdo murders and the free speech and everything that went on in France. If you live in a hole and haven't been paying attention, there were a couple of guys, for lack of a better term, tell exactly what they are. They're terrorists and they're Muslims. And, I think there were three total. Two of them were brothers, and, one was killed at the time. I believe the two brothers were killed later on. And, they attacked a satirical newspaper in France because there was a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad, and that gets their little boners all in a tizzy, and they feel like they have to kill people when that happens. And it's bullshit. It's complete and utter bullshit. And if you're on social media anywhere, you see Je suis Charlie. People have it up. It's my cover photo right now, the top of my page. The Simpsons made that the end of their episode on Sunday night. George Clooney said it in his Lifetime Achievement acceptance. Anybody who does anything that is related to comedy or satire or wit or saying things that could potentially offend somebody has a stake in this, whether they realize it or not. And it's easy to say, well, don't draw the Prophet Muhammad. Why? What are you doing that for? I don't know. Why did Charles Schulz draw a beagle and a bald-headed kid? Because that's what he did. That was his art form. That was his humor. Why is political and religious satire out there? It's to poke fun at the establishment, and it's bullshit that they think they're going to take that away. And this did my heart good. Over the weekend, a crowd of more than a million people, including 40 world leaders, jammed the streets of Paris on Sunday, expressing solidarity against terrorism and paying homage to the victims of the attacks. French President Francois Hollande, British Prime Minister David Cameron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel were among the leaders who linked arms to start the march. And it was amid a bunch of security, of course, The U.S. representative was Jane Hartley, the ambassador to France, because I guess we couldn't break Joe Biden free from the Golden Globes or whatever. I don't know why that was the
person. Don't forget about the Muslim guy who saved all those people in the supermarket.
I'm talking about something else. Don't just interject. We'll get to everything here. I was very careful to not say these are Muslim terrorists. I said these guys were terrorists who were Muslims.
Right.
And we're getting to that. But it wasn't just in Paris. It was all over the world. People were marching saying, no, it's not okay. And it's not okay to condemn everyone who's a Muslim. But there's a real problem in the Muslim faith when there is a sizable group of people in that faith who think that that's okay to do. There's also a sizable group of people who don't, including the guy who, as Kareem said, was instrumental in saving a group of hostages that were taken the day after the initial attacks as this group of people were running and trying to hide. But it's just one of those things. It's just you wake up and you see that and it's like, fuck, you know, fuck. What is wrong with people that this shit is still going on? And there are other issues in the world that are close to other people's hearts. But when you watch comedy, listen to comedy, or anything like that, just remember, this stuff is on the edge of what is comedy. But as soon as you start whittling away the edges and you let extremists sort of dictate what is and isn't okay, they're eventually going to come for what you like. And it won't be there anymore. So, anyway, it was just one of those things. I just wanted to start the show by saying, fuck you to those guys. Fuck you to those guys. Thank you to everybody who helped save lives. Because it could have been a lot worse. It really could have. So, and the newspaper did not miss an issue. They came out with another issue, despite the fact that they lost 12 coworkers. It's amazing. So anyway, let's move on beyond that. Sam, you mentioned something before the show started, the Sad Cat Diary. I think now would be a good time to play a little bit of that and sort of have a little bit of a palate cleanser.
It's a nice palate cleanser.
Dear Diary, the authorities have removed the pair of black pants from the couch. There is no longer any place for me to sleep. I have vomited 3 times in protest, but there is no sign that anything will change. My only other hope for rest is on the computer keyboard, which is nearby, but sadly no one is currently using it. I will wait. Dear Diary, my food dish is now only half full. It is obvious that I will soon starve to death. I have repeatedly tried to draw attention to my predicament with the authorities, but they are clearly either stupid, deaf, or just cruel. This may be my last entry. Dear Diary, it has come to my attention that the authorities have 2 hands that seem to have made it the sadistic policy only to pet me with one of them at a time. Half of love is just low, which is how I feel. My spirit is breaking. Dear Diary, I've decided to plead with the authorities to rub my belly. I think it'll do me good in my current condition. I would like to receive 2 rubs exactly. A 3rd one and I will bite the shit out of them as per protocol. Wish me luck. Dear Diary,
the
water dish continues to vex me. The authorities seem to taunt me with this cruel liquid that has neither smell nor distinguishing visual markings. A sad anniversary. This is the 900th day that my nose has been unintentionally wetted. Dear Diary, yesterday I put in a simple request regarding the door to the garden. But, seemingly out of sheer spite, the authorities refused to hold the door open long enough for me to decide whether to go outside or inside or outside. or inside. Dear diary, the authorities have punished me for taking a crap on the living room floor. This, despite my efforts to distribute the litter evenly throughout the house. I am convinced that they are madmen, devoid of reason.
Okay. It goes on from there.
I love the cats that they used in that. They're so cute.
Those photos are, they're just so good. And this whole thing was spurred on because Nate has two large, they're large, beautiful cats that you just want to hold and enjoy their squishy fatness. And I picked up little Ace, put him on my lap, and he received precisely two pets before he kind of jolted and jumped off my butt.
He's like, that's enough.
Per protocol.
That is
per
enough.
Per protocol.
I'll have no more of your stuff. So, yeah, it was a good palate cleanser. Yeah. All right.
Sam.
It was necessary. All right, let's get into the freaky deakiness. You guys watch 60 Minutes ever?
I used to.
Yes, I haven't watched it in a minute.
Okay.
Most annoying, like, transition ever.
So one of the reporters, Steve Croft, he apparently has guzzled champagne from his mistress's ass.
Why are people so kinky? Like, so, yeah. What the fuck?
I was looking at this.
I think the question is, why are you not?
This is my...
I think Diana is asexual.
I really think I might be. If that's where... I've never... Like, wait...
I went. I looked at this article that you posted, right? And it doesn't go into any more detail. I'm wondering, was it just pouring it on the top of her butt crack and it dribbles down to the bottom? Or was it more like butt chugging, which the kids are doing these days?
I don't believe
Excuse
it's that.
Me?
I don't believe
well,
it's
Well, you put
that.
A funnel or a tube into your sphincter and you pour an alcoholic beverage into your anus.
Oh, that
and
makes
fill
sense,
in the
yeah.
colon because you can actually absorb alcohol quickly.
Yeah, it goes through the
without room. Anyone smelling it on your breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, right. And,
you should have done. You should have done that with that sandwich.
She did a tampon.
No, that makes sense to me. But then, how is
but
he guzzling the champagne?
See,
because
she could butt chug, fill her colon with this fluid, and then turn
she
upside down, turn
really
back right
drunk.
Side up, and when he's under her and all this. And it's all coming
See,
out
that's the shit that's gross to me. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's going to have poo residue in it.
I don't think it's anything like that.
Oh.
But the National Enquirer ran a story alleging that 60 Minutes correspondent Steve Croft has been cheating on his wife, the journalist Jenny Conant, with a Manhattan lawyer named Lizanne Goines for over 3 years.
Lizanne Groines.
Yeah.
You don't trust those lawyers.
He looks like he likes the chocolate.
Well, he apparently does. Now the 69-year-old Croft has confirmed the Enquirer's scoop, which drew from extensive text message conversations between them. Now, in a statement to the New York Post, he said, I had an extramarital affair that was a serious lapse of personal judgment and extremely hurtful to my wife, my family, and for that I have nothing but regret. My wife and I are committed to each other and are working hard to get past this and consider it a private matter.
He said, I just wanted some strange.
That's basically what he...
So now
I love my wife. I don't really want to leave her, but I wanted to fuck somebody else.
Now, somebody black who is 41, also married.
She looks
He's
good for 41.
Somebody else, period.
Or is that just the angle from the...
No, she looks fine.
She looks good for 41. For 41, maybe I'm just bad at age.
Maybe. She allegedly ended the affair because she felt Croft had become too needy. Lizanne never wanted him to leave his wife, and she never contemplated leaving her husband. She told him it was best in the end. An active Facebook... no pun intended. An active Facebook account registered under her name contains photos of a woman who appears to be her. She was most recently photographed in public in a December 2013 champagne reception held in Manhattan.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Is that where it came from?
Probably.
So gross.
Well, my guess... Here's my guess. So if you want to picture this, I'm picturing a woman bent over on all fours.
Yeah.
Butt up in the air a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Man underneath
Facing
pours champagne so that it hits at the top of her lovely ass, dribbles down through her bits and then into his mouth. That would be my guess.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope she doesn't wipe with Charmin Ultra because she'll have dingleberries that'll be swept into the tide of bubbly.
Listen, I think if you're going to do that, you want to shower first.
Okay, I hope so.
Unless you're really freaky deaky.
Diana.
I just don't understand it.
Maybe you should try it sometime.
No, that's cool.
Now, you likely haven't heard of Frederick County, Maryland, Councilman Kirby DeLauder, right?
Nope.
Well, it's exactly the way Kirby DeLauder likes it. In a textbook example of the Streisand effect, which is going to probably be renamed the Kirby DeLauder effect, Kirby DeLauder threatened a local journalist who dared to publish his name. This is what he wrote on Facebook. Shame on Bethany Rogers for an unauthorized use of my name and my reference in her article today. She contacted me by phone yesterday. I did not return her call and did not authorize any use of my name or reference in her article. I had let her know her hit piece during the election where she embellished, twisted, and downright lied about what we discussed for that article that she was never to contact me again since she has absolutely no morals or journalistic ability. Bethany, please understand, when you do a hit piece, you need to know who you're dealing with. I've worked very hard to earn an honest reputation in this county. You could have earned my respect. Instead, you've shown that you will sell your soul for the liberal agenda at the FNP. You're better than that. But you've already sold your credibility, and that's something you won't easily get back. So let me be clear. Do not contact me in the future. Do not use my name or reference me in any unauthorized form in the future. To which Bethany replied, wow, well, just to answer a few of these accusations. First of all, there's no requirement to get a person's authorization in order to mention them in the paper, particularly if that person is an elected official. True. It's not just our right but our responsibility to report on people like you who occupy positions of trust in our government, and I make no apologies for doing that. I am also aware that you asked me not to call you anymore. However, it is a journalistic principle to reach out to individuals who are part of an article. Again, it would be irresponsible for me not to do so, and I plan to continue giving you the opportunity to comment on articles that concern you. Whether or not you return my calls is up to you. To which Kirby DeLauder replied, use my name again, unauthorized, and you'll be paying an attorney. You're right, stop where mine start. So here's the problem. He doesn't actually have the right. You can't tell people not to use your name. Mm. Especially when you're an elected official.
The only exception is straight up slander. Yeah. But this is based on fact stuff. But
I can still use his name.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. So here's what the news post backed its reporter, and here's what they wrote. Kirby DeLauder, an elected official. Kirby DeLauder, a public figure. Surely Kirby DeLauder can't be serious. Kirby DeLauder's making a joke, right? Roundabout then, we wondered if it's not a joke and how we should now refer to Kirby DeLauder if we can't use his name, Kirby DeLauder. Could we get away with an entire editorial of nothing but Kirby DeLauder repeated over and over again? Kirby DeLauder, Kirby DeLauder, Kirby DeLauder. Okay, we imagine we agreed because of temporary madness or something funny in the water that week that we would reference Kirby DeLauder and do our job as journalists without running afoul of our lack of authorization.
Right on. They didn't do the all Kirby DeLauders.
Here's the thing, though. This has gone worldwide.
Of course.
This has gone worldwide. So, everybody around the world is making fun of Kirby DeLauder because
he deserves
because
it.
Because he's an idiot. and here's the worst part. Somebody voted for him. Enough people voted for him so that he won.
That's America.
This is our great nation.
Here's a salute to you, Frederick County, Maryland, and your representative, Kirby DeLauder.
I like how this wasn't part of small town news.
No, this is not small town.
Maryland?
That's the problem.
This is worldwide.
I think Maryland in general is just small.
You know they have Baltimore there,
the
right?
The size of the state is small, but it's not small.
Yeah, small is population based, normally.
There's people that live in Maryland?
Yes, there are people that live in Maryland. It's not just crabs and herpes.
Ooh, they do have a lot of good like seafood.
Yes, they do.
They have herpes there?
Yes.
Are they known for herpes?
You probably shouldn't go back there. If you haven't been, you probably shouldn't go. They're probably gonna put a hit on you.
Oh, we have breaking news. Kirby DeLauder has apologized.
It's too late.
But anyway. Yeah. He represents District 5. He said, the First Amendment is alive and well in Frederick County. As a public figure working to maintain and improve the county, it can be very frustrating to feel misrepresented or misinterpreted by a local media outlet. Over my career, I have fired off my fair share of angry emails, which in hindsight, I wish I hadn't. I can't think of one that had a positive effect. Usually, they only serve to escalate the conflict. I thought I had long ago learned the lesson of waiting 24 hours before I hit the send key, but apparently, I didn't learn that lesson as well as I should have.
At least he's honest with himself in the end.
Yeah. That's all right. All it took was a worldwide shaming of Kirby DeLauder to get Kirby DeLauder to come around. So congratulations, Kirby DeLauder.
Kirby DeLauder.
Exactly.
Can he be any louder?
Than Kirby right. DeLauder.
So the Baseball Hall of Fame got a new class this year. Five new players going in. Curt Schilling, not one of them. And he knows why, or at least he thinks he does. He says being a Republican cost him Hall of Fame votes.
Mm. Man, they will stop at nothing.
What, the liberal media?
The Republicans.
I was trying to figure out where you're coming
down
on that.
Where does he have, like, what would make him say that?
He's an idiot.
It's Barack Obama's fault.
It's always Barack Obama's fault.
Yeah. Anyway, well, this is the same Curt Schilling who went on Twitter about 2 months ago to try and disprove evolution.
Oh, yeah.
Where did these people come from?
He just missed out on the Hall of Fame, and he was upset about it. So he decided to blame the fact that he was an outspoken Republican on it. So
no, it might have something to do with the drugs.
Yeah, might. Let's take a listen to the morning show where he called in and see if that shed some light on it. Is it going to play for me?
And I know you're not gonna denigrate Smoltz, but I would ask you. Why do you think John Smoltz got 240 more votes than you did yesterday?
Well, I think he got them because of Maddox and Glavine. I think the fact that they won 14 straight pennants. I think his quote unquote Swiss Army knife versatility, which is somebody said yesterday. I think he got a lot of accolades for that. I think he got a lot of recognition for that. And you know he's a Hall of Famer, so I don't. I don't really. And I think the other big thing is that I think he's a Democrat. And so I know that as a Republican, that there's some people that really don't like that. So
vote Kerry, you might be in the Hall of Fame by now, Kurt.
We talked about that before, Kurt. Jerry was saying that, too. I'm not sure.
It's complete nonsense. By the way, John Smoltz, not a Democrat.
The only time people talk about athletes and their politics is if they're interjecting them. But I didn't even know he was a Republican. I guess I kind of would have guessed it, but
he's been pretty well outspoken as a Republican, but you have to pay attention to him and kind of know him. But that's not really what he's known for.
Well, I know why he didn't get voted in because he did drugs, he did the steroids. And I don't think he should have not been voted in because of that, because everybody was doing them.
Well, and honestly, he'll probably get voted in next year. Yeah. But
the media was ignoring it while it was going on because it was good for baseball. So fuck y'all. Stop acting like y'all that hired and mighty bullshit. When you were look at him. Like, I know he's doing drugs, but look at him.
Exactly.
Well, here's the other thing.
Get me paid.
Here's the other thing about
Here's
the other thing about Curt Schilling. He started a video game company and got this huge grant, business grant from the state of Rhode Island.
Of course he did, because that's what Republicans do.
And it's gone out, and he's gone out of business. So now he's kind of there was a lot of sketchy bookkeeping that went on there. So
that was very Republican of him. They talk shit about the government,
let me get something privatized
so I can make money from the government for the shit. That's what they do.
Well, I don't think the government giving you a pile of money to start a video games company is privatizing it. I think it's corporate welfare.
Yeah, but the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's what when they're talking about privatization. That's what it is.
Yeah,
you know, it's not that they're going to get to make their own brand of this thing. No, government's going to give them a check to do the shit.
Yeah,
yeah. But most people, when you tell them that, they think that we're going to take the government totally out. Like, no, the government's going to pay because the government's the only people that play on time all the time.
Exactly.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
All right. First up in cool or tool, we touch on it briefly. Yeah, last we watched the Golden Globes.
We didn't talk about the Golden Globes.
What do you think of award shows? Cool or tool?
Tool.
Sam?
Tool.
Diana?
I think they can be cool. Cool. Let's go with cool.
Okay. Let's do that. Award shows are tool. Just self-aggrandizing, backslapping bullshit. Hey, up next in cool or tool, champagne. Sam?
Champagne is cool.
It is if you
chill. I want bubbles in my butt.
Diana?
Champagne's cool. Not drinking out of someone's ass is not.
Kareem?
I'm not a fan. So
you don't
cool.
like champagne?
No.
You know, champagne, there's only certain types that are good. I think champagne's overrated a little bit. So I'm going to go Tool on champagne. And finally in cooler Tool, Kurt Schilling. Kurt Schilling. Diana?
Tool.
Sam?
Tool.
Kareem?
Tool bag.
Yes. Him and his bloody sock can go fuck themselves with the World Series trophy. And that's cooler Tool. So thanks. So the Golden Globes, we all watched. We were going to talk about the beginning, but I got caught up in something else. I watched most of it. I fell asleep through parts of it. Kareem, what was your favorite part of the Golden Globes?
Jennifer Lopez's Golden Globes.
Yeah. I would have to agree with that. Sam, yours?
I never watched it, but I did read articles and see still photographs, and I have to agree with Kareem's statement.
I like the opening. Like I like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, but I'm going to look up a picture of Jennifer Lopez at the Golden Globes.
She liked Amy Poehler's Golden Globes.
I did not. I don't.
Well,
I really am
said
asexual.
That I saw that picture, and even Amy Poehler pulled it off.
Yeah. Does she? I mean, they both look pretty, I think.
Yeah, the deep V was the dress style to go with last night. Yeah. You know who didn't, though? The girl who plays Jane the Virgin, who won a Golden Globe. For
her
Golden Globes. What's that?
I didn't see that.
What about Jane the Virgin?
That she won Golden Globes for Best Comedic Actress.
Oh, yeah. I saw her speech. I kind of teared up.
Yeah. Me too. No, I didn't. It was a nice speech.
Jennifer Lopez just gets more attractive with age.
Well, that's why...
she's one of those fine wine women.
That's why she's got that movie coming out where the high school kid wants
oh,
to,
yeah. That's. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. She totally had a nip slip.
See, there she goes. Maybe she's not as asexual as I thought.
As asexual. I'm still asexual, just not as asexual.
A nipple will bring it out of you every time.
There's a stirring.
I mean, I prefer not to have sex, but if I do have sex, it's with women. Yeah, there's a...
There she saw a nipple and started drooling. Wipe your chin.
Either that or she's hungry. One of you. I don't know.
I could be really hungry.
It's possible. Speaking of really hungry, the Donut Dash is coming up again.
Woo-woo!
And if you're a long-time listener to the show, you'll know the Donut Dash is something that is kind of a pet project. No, it's not a pet project of mine. It's just something I've done ever since the third one. They're on to number 7, lucky number 7. Registration is now open. The race is Saturday, March 7th at 8:30 a.m. at William Land Park here in Sacramento. And here's the deal with the Donut Dash. It's I love the Donut Dash, although I had a splitting headache last year, and I was so miserable when I was doing it. You start, and then and a lot of people walk. There are families out there with strollers and their dogs and whatever. But you run 2 miles from Land Park to Marie's Donuts. And Marie's Donuts are fantastic, right, Sam?
They're amazing. Well done.
And there, you can either eat 4 donuts or 6 donut holes. And then you run the 2 miles back.
Wait, hold on. You run, you eat donuts, and then you run again?
Correct.
Hopefully you can make it to the bathroom.
They've split this up now. There's a competitive division where you have to eat the 4 donuts at Marie's and then to go back to get that competitive time. I never do competitive. And in fact, normally what I do is, and a lot of people do this, you get the bag of donuts and a bottle of water when you turn around, and you just carry them back and you have them later. But it's a really fun event, and it benefits the Child Life Program at Sutter Children's Center here in Sacramento. And what they do, which I think is really cool, they try and make the hospital stay for kids not feel quite so much like a hospital stay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they do the Beads of Courage and music therapy and activities like art projects. They have games, toys, movies, video games, iPads, exercise equipment, and the programs and activities are designed to help children and their families cope with their medical experiences, educate children about their illnesses, prepare them for their procedures and surgeries, and they offer normal childhood play experiences and celebrate holidays and special events during hospitalization. So it's a really good cause. So I'm doing it again this year.
Hey, I'll give you $20 to run for me.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, well, they do take pledges. So if you want to do that, that's great. If you want to come along and do it, that'll be wondrous too. I know
we'll have a gay old time.
Last year, Ted and Becca did it with me. The year before, I couldn't because my mom had passed away. But Ted, Becca, and Christiana did it in more of a sauntering manner as opposed to the running manner. It's a fun time. Registration is open now. It's donut-.org. We didn't organize a team, so just go ahead and sign up and just go out and have a good time because it's a fun thing. You get a T-shirt and it's just a good time. So March 7th, a little bit earlier this year than last year, 8:30 a.m. and I'll be there. Sam, will you be there?
I'm planning on it.
Excellent. So we got that coming up. All right. So Bill Cosby, he's had a week. He had a little reprieve. Well, three more women accused him of sexual assault. They came out with Gloria Allred.
Three more liars.
Didn't he make a joke about it or something like
that? Yeah, I'm getting to that. I love how Kareem, for everything else in the world, if more and more people come out and say it, Kareem goes, "See, it's true. More and more people are saying it." But if it's about Cosby, he goes, "More and more liars." It's Kareem's double standard.
Yes, it is.
I think Cosby's worthy of that double standard.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's doing stand up in Canada over the weekend, and there were hecklers and protesters, and I don't get why you would spend the money to go see Bill Cosby.
Yeah,
just to yell at him
because you probably paid $75 for a ticket.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Why would you give Bill Cosby $75 to yell at? If you want to give me $75, I'll let you yell at me too.
Straight up,
that's so true. I would totally do that.
Come on. So anyway. This woman gets up from the front row at the Cosby show, and not the Cosby show, but the Bill Cosby stand-up show. And he goes, as virtually every comedian would do, "Hey, where are you going?" And she goes, "I'm going to get a drink. Do you want one?" And then he...
Oh, no. Was this a setup?
No. Okay. He handled this, again, about like every other comedian would. He took what's going on and sort of twisted it around a little bit and said, "You have to be careful about drinking around me."
That was hilarious.
That's I like that.
Honestly, I'm on the other side of the coin from you guys. I think that he most likely is not a good guy. He probably, in my humble opinion, these things are probably true. But when I heard that, I laughed.
Yeah. It's funny.
It's funny.
Whether or not the rest is true, that's a funny moment. Yeah.
It proves to me that he is...
he's a comedian, if nothing else.
He's a comedian, and he's still with it. So they can't turn around and go, "Well, he's just a doddering old man now." No.
He's sharp like a tack.
He's very sharp. Yeah. But yeah, there were other people who stood up and yelled that you're a piece of shit rapist and...
Yeah.
I understand you want to show up. If you want to show up outside the event with your sign and protest, I don't get why you would pay the money that's going in his pocket.
Yeah.
If I'm that convinced that Bill Cosby is a rapist, I am not going to give him $75 or $100 just so I can yell at him.
Because that's how much you paid to get in, at least.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder, what this guy does for a living, where he can just throw away that amount of money and just be like, "Fuck it." Like, I don't know.
It's not just one. That wasn't just one person.
It was a lot of people.
Oh, there's a lot of people?
Oh, yeah.
That were Nate's cousins.
Whatever, man. if they want to do it, it's their money. But I don't have a problem with them blowing $75. My issue is, why would you give it to him? If you're that convinced that he's a rapist and a horrible piece of shit, why would you give it to him?
My question is, why come you don't have better shit to do with your life?
Why come? I don't know. They're speaking out against injustice as they see it.
I just think it's
And
like,
it's Canada in the winter. What are they going to do?
They're that bored and they have that much money.
Maybe they snuck into the theater.
I think we're getting an insight into Diana's finances right now. Because for her, at this point, $75 is make
like,
or break.
Damn, like $75. You just throw that shit away to give to someone you don't like. Like, yeah. I wouldn't even, like, give a dollar to someone I don't like. But that, I mean, I can't, like, throw away money like that. So it's kind of like...
I don't know.
Makes sense to me.
Look, I think it should be sorted out. I don't really have a lot of use for the whole yelling at him. Whatever my feelings about him are or not, I'm not going to take the time to go out and yell at Bill Cosby.
And this is the thing. I'm not even really a Cosby fan.
Right.
Like, I've never... I think I might have listened to two of his stand-up albums in my life. I like the show, and I like A Different World. I like Fat Albert, but I wasn't like...
What about Kids Say the Darnest Things when he hosted it? Wasn't that
I
great?
I didn't watch that.
Oh, it was
I
the
watched
best.
A little bit of that.
And I like the old movies with him and Sidney Poitier, because we're showing one of those at the Chitlin Circuit. But I wasn't like when he was talking about black people and pull your pants up and that stuff. Like, I wasn't with him with that.
Right.
But I don't believe this bullshit. I just don't.
I know.
You can't tell me that a black man in America raped 15 white women and nothing happened to him.
Well, there were plenty of black women in there, too.
Yes, and I don't believe Beverly Johnson's ass either. The read on that was great. If she had just let you read that article, it was like, okay, well, damn, maybe he did do it. But then I watched her ass in the interview on The View. She lied. She was lying. And then I found out that she lied about one of her ex-husbands, and she said the same thing about him. So she has a pattern of doing this shit.
You know, Kareem watches The View. I'm starting
yes,
to get
watched The View.
Get worried.
Yes,
she has can be entertaining.
Yes,
it's just she. Like...
I watched her, and I didn't even watch The View that day. Somebody posted it, and I was like, "Okay, let me look at it." And so I looked at the interview, and once I watched the interview, I was like, "This bitch is lying."
I was just picturing you going home after a hard day with a cup of tea,
and
putting your feet up, and watching
The
View
because I love Whoopi. I love Whoopi.
But you got those comfy, cozy socks that have the grip on the bottom for so you don't slip on the tile. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. That's what I'd do.
Yeah. But I love Whoopi, so I watched The View. And Whoopi didn't believe her ass either.
That's fine.
Yeah. Like, Whoopi, watching her in the interview, you could see she was lying. She was making up shit as she went. Like, she talked about how there were some, she works with kids that had been assaulted or molested and whatnot. You could see her taking their stories and adding them into her story while she was talking. And like Whoopi asked her, like, did he rape you? And she was like, I don't know. Like, well, okay, well, you just went from him just taking you downstairs and stuffing you in the cab to you don't know whether he raped you or not. But I also know that you broke and you got a book coming out.
Yeah, the whole thing, her original story was that she took two sips, realized she was being drugged, and was like, I'm out of here, and that he did not rape her. So the fact that there was any hesitation on that question is weird.
Yeah. And so when she asked her point blank, did he rape you? I don't know. I don't know. It's like, oh, okay, your credibility is gone. See ya.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, one. If you're going to go with that one down, 22 to go.
But that was the one
right.
That everybody was like, oh, if she said it, then it must be true. That was that one that though, because everybody else's shit is shaky. Really is really shaky. And once you get Gloria Allred in it, then people are really like, oh yeah, no, fuck that. But hers was that one story that everybody read it and was like, oh damn. I even read it and was like, okay, well, shit. Man, I had to rethink what I'm thinking. And then I watched her talk about it. And after I watched her talk about it, I was like, yeah, she's lying, too.
I feel like that's how a lot of people feel about Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
What? What are you talking about?
Diana Hong, everybody.
No, it's because it's like sometimes like when you do shit on paper or like, you know, and then when you like see, then they like, that's the true test is like when they're on TV or like it's a live interview and then they're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That was pretty much it. Yeah. It was like, because when you told me that day, when we talked about it, and you said it, when I was sitting here thinking like, fuck, maybe he did do it. That was seriously how it was that night when we were talking about it. I was like, fuck, maybe he did do it. And then I saw the interview, and after I saw the interview, I was like, this bitch is lying.
and she may be.
Yeah.
there may be interspersed in there. Let's say half of them are lying. And he only drugged 20, and he only drugged 11 women. let's say he only drugged 3 of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the bottom line is the statute of limitations on pretty much all of them are passed.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if all of them are telling the truth. It's too late.
It's really just, you know, it comes down to this. I can't look at him the same way.
No.
And it doesn't matter. Because he's got more money than he will ever need.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And even though a lot of his fundage has come to an end because there's no more Cosby Show money coming in because that got canceled off of the TV land. There's no new deal with NBC.
He always has money coming in.
Of course. He's got royalties and various things. He will make more money this month than I will all year. Whether he works or not. So whether I look at him and think one thing or another thing makes zero difference.
Right.
Yeah.
The whole thing is, if he did it, it's too late to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it doesn't mean his jokes are not funny.
True.
Well, yeah, I mean, Hitler had some zingers too, but it's not fair. Yeah.
Like I said, I don't know.
It's not fair. I'll better than that.
I mean, if Hitler had a comedy CD and it was good, I might listen to it.
Yeah, like I'm not going to pay to go see him either.
No,
right.
Because download. I wasn't a fan of his before that.
You'd hit the pirate bay.
I'd pirate that shit.
But, you know.
It's all right. So we disagree.
I'm going to go look up Pirate Bay for Hitler comedy.
The Hitler comedy. I don't think
I won't pay to see him because I wasn't really, he's not on my bucket list of people to see.
Cosby,
and he wasn't on my bucket list of people to see before that.
I think with Cosby, and I know somebody who saw him, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago now, he is not, there's not a lot of energy in a live show with Cosby.
Right.
As one would expect. He's older now.
Yeah.
And he sits down through his show. Mm-hmm. And it's basically an old guy sitting on stage telling long stories.
Yeah.
And if that's your thing, great. But, yeah, whatever. The time to see Bill Cosby would have been in the early 80s, just before Eddie Murphy hit. Just before the Cosby Show started.
Yeah.
So either way, he's touring. We'll see. He's actually in Turlock.
Yeah, he's touring. He's selling out. He's still going.
Well, there's a lot of people going, well, we've got to see him while we can. And there's a lot of people like you who are like, I don't believe any of this.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go support him and see it.
Yeah.
And that's what makes America great.
That is true.
Now, Josephine McAllister of Albuquerque, New Mexico, she's not what makes America great, by the way. She was recently booked on a grab bag of charges, including larceny, obstruction of the law, receiving stolen credit cards. But all of that wasn't enough. So McAllister added hiding a gun in the privates to her list of charges.
Can you do that, Dana?
That sounds dangerous.
According to the Albuquerque Journal, McAllister claims that the gun, which was hidden deep in her vagina.
I don't understand how things like that, like that big, get in there.
Maybe it was one of those tiny, like, 5-bullet guns.
Well, then I get it because you can put a child out. So obviously if you can put something out, like, it does stretch to that point. But I can't.
It would be very uncomfortable without a doubt.
The first time I even heard about shit like that happening was Texas Chainsaw Massacre when I saw that. And I was just like, the hell? Oh, my God.
This trying to eat your headphones.
Yeah. But that just sounds painful. Like, how do you walk normal? Like, how do cops not see that shit from the beginning?
Well, anyway,
am I the only one that,
doing the wobble down the street?
No, I'm like, yeah, but we don't have the equipment to know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all a mystery to us. She snuck into jail where it was discarded. Yeah, she snuck it in and then got rid of it. Yeah, apparently, allegedly, it slipped into her genitals when she forgot it was in her waistband. I don't know how that's
okay. That's wow. That's stretching the truth.
Wow, but that is.
Oh,
wow.
How did that get in there? It must just slipped in without me noticing.
From my waistband.
When you see people in porn putting the baby arm in there.
That from my wow. Oh my god.
You don't feel the cold metal. You're not feeling the hard edges scraping against the clit. You're not feeling none of that.
But police who searched her say there's no way that could have happened. In fact, anyone who took,
well, no shit.
Who took 11th grade physics could tell you that the vagina does not have the proper gravitational or magnetic force to attract a guy.
Wait a second. They were actually acting under the assumption that this bitch was telling the truth. I'm done with people.
Yeah. She's got more charges.
It's not even her that's what's wrong with him. It's fucking the officers are like, that doesn't make sense. Well, no shit. She's lying. Like, that's... I don't like people sometimes.
Well, people who smuggle guns into jail are not good people.
They're bad people.
We'll just say that. So, boo.
I want to get ice cream.
You even eat some after all this.
All right, it's time for Florida Corner. Let's go to something a little bit less
vaginal.
Yeah. A Fort Myers man was arrested on Friday morning after authorities say he nearly chopped off his roommate's ear with a katana-style sword. John Peter Heck, who's 60, faces charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. See, the attack followed an argument, according to the sheriff's office report, where the victim was struck in the head and arm with the sword after alleging that Heck stole his washcloths.
Bastard.
A man's washcloths is sacred.
That's true.
The victim told police from the hospital that the argument started when Heck accused him of dropping food on the floor while cooking, and then he confronted Heck with the stolen washcloths allegation. The victim said,
first you dropped the damn spare rib. Well, I guess it would be second. But I know you stole my goddamn washcloths. That's it!
The victim suffered a deep laceration, or that's a cut, by the way, to his right forearm, and his right ear was nearly severed in the attack, which left him bleeding profusely. When deputies arrived, they said Heck told them that he acted in self-defense. The sword has a 20-inch...
Don't you know words hurt worse?
Yeah. The sword has a 20-inch blade, according to the report, and it notes the victim needed more than 20 staples and stitches to reattach his ear. That's going to be an ugly-looking dude.
It's a lot of staples in a small area.
By the way, only in weird places like Florida do people need a Japanese samurai sword.
Well, you know I have four.
Do you really have
yes.
a...
Yes. And one of them, the sheath that holds the sword, you uh-huh. remove the sword and it looks like just two metal ornamentations on the side.
Sure.
Those both pull out and they're throwing daggers. And the hand guard... twists, and there are two throwing stars that come off. It's fucking dope.
I am not surprised he has those.
I told you he's playing bongos naked on the porch while twirling around a ninja sword.
Check it. Last summer I was
like, I feel like I should be concerned. Last summer, because it's you, I'm gonna let this shit go.
Last summer I was trying to sleep with my window open.
Last summer he was on the porch naked.
That's
twirling
true.
Around
also,
a ninja store. Sword throwing ninja stars at the bongos. That's what
he
was doing.
That's also true. But I'm sitting there trying to sleep, getting to bed early, and I hear a child scream, help! And my heart stops. I'm like, what the hell? Then I hear it a second time. I sit up and turn on the light. I hear this kid yell help a third time. And I run downstairs wearing nothing but my chonies. I grab my sword. I run past my roommates who are watching a movie downstairs. And I run down the street wearing my underwear. Holding a sharpened blade, and only to discover the child screaming for help had just broken his arm, and his father was tending to him, so it was okay, and I went
with
back
his sword
home.
Behind
that, okay,
his
so you can you imagine, like, you're a kid, or you're, like, the dad, and you look up, you see this naked man with a sword, like,
running
that,
on his tippy toes.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing about, like, you do realize that you look like the crazy
absolutely,
person.
Yes.
He had the sword.
I am the crazy person.
He had
I
the sword behind
that.
His back and his hand above across his face. So you couldn't
see
who
Seven
he was.
Seven Samurai, you know how it goes.
Oh my gosh.
Anyhow, I belong in Albuquerque or Florida.
Yeah,
or
I was
going to
say, you are special.
At least I don't try hiding a sharpened dagger in my vagina.
Hi.
Which I know she didn't do, but that would be next on the list.
Well, according to the Consumerist, a Florida woman. Excuse me.
Did you just snort?
No, I was a little.
Florida woman
little
pig creature.
It was a little belch. Sorry. It was the Diet Pepsi. Walked out of the Department of Motor Vehicles with a home address of Eat Ass. That's right.
I don't know what
wow.
just happened.
That's right. It.
I don't even know.
It's Steve Crossway.
That's the name of the.
Worked
that's
at DMV in Florida.
Dress?
Eat ass.
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 Steve like Cross' like wife works at the DMV in Florida.
Exactly. Eat ass and then pour champagne on it.
Like, can we Google map it to, like, see what it looks like? Wait, no, that came out wrong. Don't Google.
All you had to do was watch Girls last night and you would have saw what it looks like.
Okay, my friend was just talking to me about that. She was like, you really need to watch Girls. It's an amazing show. And I'm just like, I hear that Lena Dunham gets naked a lot. And I don't.
Yes, she does.
I don't know if I like seeing naked. I am.
Yeah, but
sexual.
She wanted to see Allison. What's it? Allison Williams getting her ass.
Who's Allison Williams? Is she cute?
She's Brian Williams' daughter.
I just don't like the idea of eating someone's ass.
That
I
was the last night's show.
Well, I'm gonna have to watch that. I've got it on the DVR.
What's her
like,
name?
Where does
Allison
this air?
Williams?
Yeah.
What's that?
What Allison channel Williams? Is this?
HBO.
Of course,
it's okay. On HBO.
I was like, wow. They do some freaky shit on Girls.
Well, it is season 4.
Man.
You dial
she's
kind of
cute. Wait, is she legal? Hold on.
Yes, she's legal.
She's 20. Oh, she's my age.
Wasn't there one where
and
some
married.
Where oh. the girl had
engaged.
Had a pearl necklace?
Probably. They've done a lot of stuff. They've done a lot of stuff on that show. So
wow.
Anyway. So anyway, yeah, so the lady has a license that says she lives on Eat-Ass Street in Englewood, Florida. So we derailed with that. Mm. Watch Girls now.
Do we need to leave?
No, it's fine. It'll keep. It'll definitely keep. Hey, Diana, you played golf, right?
Yeah.
You're familiar with golf clubs.
Yeah.
Okay, well, police said a man who was upset about being denied service at a bar went on a rampage with a golf club last Thursday night, smashing car windshields and attacking bystanders. Which
wow.
club would you use for that?
Well, smashing car windows.
Yeah.
Probably like a longer iron. I think Tiger Woods' wife used like a 6-iron or something, but I probably use like a longer iron because it's not like there's not as much loft, so you can just really just use it like a hammer.
Okay.
So I'd probably do like a solid 3-iron.
Okay.
3-iron.
Fair enough. See, an officer was directing
you
traffic.
You know what her murder weapon of choice is.
Step back from Diana Hall.
You're sitting next to the dude with the samurai sword that runs around naked on his tiptoes, okay? Like, you're scared of me with a 3-iron?
Officer was directing traffic after a car crash around 9:30 p.m. when he spotted the man, who was later identified as Ricky Aldridge.
He
kind of
looks like Sam, by the way.
A little bit.
Nice.
They could be cousins.
What a stud.
Several minutes later,
not
he heard loud banging and saw Aldridge walking away from a parked car with a club over his head. Dispatchers then told police that people had begun chasing him. The officer and another officer caught up with the crowd and found a person holding Aldridge down on the ground. After a struggle, the officers were able to arrest him. The other man, Edward Hurt, was injured. Or, swear to God, that's his name.
Does he live on Eat Ass Street?
And needed treatment from paramedics. Witnesses said Hurt had stopped Aldridge from damaging cars with a club, and Aldridge had hit him with it. Hurt was treated at the scene and released. Witnesses reported seeing Aldridge smashing windows of cars along South Main Street, and officers counted a total of 6 vehicles with smashed out windshields. Aldridge told police that a bartender at a nearby bar had refused to serve him any more alcohol, so he went home, got the club, and started hitting cars with it.
He must have been an angry drunk.
Some sound judgment. He was taken to jail, charged with assault, criminal mischief, and resisting arrest. I would have loved to have seen, because this was near Portland, Oregon, I would have loved to have seen this guy being chased down the street carrying with a golf club over his head, being chased by an angry mob.
That would be hilarious.
That's like out of Animal House.
That's a beautiful. That sounds so cool.
It really is.
Criminal mischief. That makes it sound like fun. It sounds like he's having a good old time.
He probably was for a minute or two, and then it all went downhill. Hey, by the way, we haven't mentioned this yet. I know Christmas is over and Hanukkah and all of those buying gift things, but you need stuff all year round.
Mm.
all sorts of stuff.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God. They're still... They put up shit on, like, January 2nd for fucking Valentine's Day.
Well, that's because they don't sell Martin Luther King Day tchotchkes yet.
Why? But Valentine's... Like, I fucking hate Valentine's Day so fucking much. I just get angry every time I go into
a
store now.
It's a tough day for any asexual. It's a very tough day.
Yes.
Fair
Damn
point.
It. Yeah. Damn it.
Maybe we shouldn't be able to say Happy Valentine's Day because we'll offend the asexuals out there.
Oh, right. I think that's a very good point. Yeah.
So,
geez, Diana, the effeminate asexual.
That's a song to my sitcom.
That's great.
Whatever you need to get, Amazon probably has it. And if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, please go through our website, natedarlingshow.com. Click the Shop Amazon tab at the top and then shop like you normally would. It does not cost you anything extra. It does help the show a lot, and we do appreciate it because it's how we bring you this show and the Well Hung podcast and everything else that we do for you. It ain't free. Internet bandwidth ain't free, people, but this show is. So help us out if you're going to shop Amazon. Please go through our tab at natedarlingshow.com. And a special shout out to formerly Sushi Brian, who does that a fair bit.
My man.
Yeah. He's a good dude. It's funny because I was at Barnes & Noble waiting to get wings from Wingstop. And I saw a book at Barnes & Noble about Japantown in Sacramento, which is a completely forgotten thing.
It's been one?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No?
It sort of got wiped out when all of the Japanese people were herded off to internment camps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So there's
a book about that, and I hadn't seen it. So I'm standing there, and I take a picture of it, send it to him. I go, hey, I don't know if you've heard about this, but I thought you might be interested. It might be something cool. I'm checking, you know, about a week or so later, I chatted with him online. He's like, yeah, I'd never seen that. Go through, and I'm checking the Amazon to see what people want. Because we can see what you bought, but we can't see who bought what. And I see someone has purchased a copy of that book. So I assume it is Brian. So hope you enjoy it, my man.
Thank you, Brian.
So that's all you got to do. And we've got to re-up our hosting at the end of February. So that's coming. So please, shop away through Amazon at natedarlingshow.com. All right, now it's time for... Oh, my tablet went dark. I need to be able to play the theme. Hold on, here it is.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
That was a little overdramatic, I know.
That was very...
I'm sorry. We're near the end
very
of the
confused.
Near the end of the show. I've got
very Diana-ish
cat here. Headline, more than 60 Dartmouth students charged with cheating in ethics class.
Duh.
That's right.
What other class are you going to cheat in?
Dartmouth College, which is in lovely Hanover, New Hampshire, which is in fact a small town on the border of Vermont and New Hampshire. According to the Valley News, 64 Dartmouth students have been charged with honor code violations after the school discovered widespread cheating in an ethics course designed to help struggling student athletes.
Duh.
If it were not for football, I would not be playing football today. Almost a quarter of those enrolled in sports, ethics, and religion, aha, religion's in there too, are said to have participated in the scheme, which involves students answering questions for absent classmates on electronic devices designed to record attendance. I feel pretty burned by this whole thing, said religion professor Randall Balmer. I've never faced anything on this scale before.
64 students.
Here's That's what I would say.
It's a revolt.
Rather than flunk the accused students, Balmer ultimately decided dropping their scores by a letter grade was the right thing to do. Not that any of them would know it. I don't know. Maybe he prayed on it. I have no idea what happened. But cheat on your ethics class.
Face a dishonorable. I don't know what he called it.
How did they cheat?
They were getting counted
attendance.
Counting for attendance when they weren't there.
That's stupid.
Yes. There are some college classes where your attendance counts a great deal toward your grade.
That's how it was at USF. If it wasn't for that, I'd probably have gotten at least like a 3.8 or some shit.
But Diana, half of life is fucking showing up.
You gotta go to class. At like some people,
yeah, I'll show up on the important days.
Yeah,
I don't
but
have to
some
show
teachers
on...
will fail you if you miss a certain number of classes, no matter what the grade is.
And
I know it's bullshit.
No,
I mean,
it's
no,
not.
But I showed up. But then, no, the problem was, it was really because I was a student. I was on the golf team, right? So I would miss days because of the tournaments. Right. And like some teachers, like I couldn't even sign up for some of their classes because like you're missing too many days. I'm like, I'm going to be fine. Like, I promise you. But like sometimes they'll just be like, oh, you missed. And it was just a hassle. And I got to a point where I was like, I'm not going to go to grad school. I don't give a fuck. Little did I know I was trying to go to grad school like 5 years later.
Aww.
But yeah, it was just one of those things. I don't think it's if I can see. It's like for me, it's like we're adults at that point.
I think you should get back on the tour.
No.
Well, let's look at the bright side. You weren't charged with honor code violation because that shit will follow you the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Permanent hey, record.
And if you get back on the tour, you'll meet some lesbians with some money.
No, you don't. There's not that many out there, and they're not that cute. And if the cute ones are like way out of my league. Trust me, I've researched this shit.
You are such a Debbie Downer.
You want some... Have absolutely no fun at all. Yeah, normally...
Exactly, I don't. I thought we'd been through this. Why do you think I'm an asexual now?
There's another asexual out there who you'll fall mad love with and not have any sex with. It'll be
no,
great.
Okay, if I'm going to be with someone, we're having sex.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I got angry all of a sudden. I was like, no, sex is going to be part of the equation.
Okay, good.
I think put my little fingers to use.
Fuck you.
Honestly, I think she would have been okay, but Prince makes everybody want to have sex.
That's what happened.
That's what happened
you
on the
turned
Golden,
up the Prince.
That's what happened on the Golden Globes. He showed up with his weird glasses.
Oh, I had dinner with a lady who plays trumpet with him sometimes.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Last night.
Just last night, even.
Just last night.
Very good.
That's fitting.
But, yeah, normally when you take a class, they tell you right up front if attendance is part of the grade or not.
Yeah.
And if it is, you got to show up. It's part of the deal.
I don't think I've been to many classes where it wasn't.
I had some. I had a math class where it wasn't. And basically just had to show up for the exams.
Yeah.
And you know how many people showed up for the regular classes? About a quarter of them.
Yeah.
Where they're like, she's like, I'm not going to take attendance. It doesn't matter. You just got to pass the exams.
I mean, you're pretty much just doing book work in the classroom when you could be doing it at home.
Right.
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 Exactly.
So if you go to, and for a math class, if you needed help, you showed up and you got a little extra
then there's
attention.
Your help. Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of them, it's like, hey, you miss more than four classes, you're going to fail.
Yeah. They will tell you that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's about expectations and meeting them.
Yeah,
and that's fair. That's what's fair.
I just think that we're all adults in college, and we shouldn't need to show up to class. It's our own. It's if you don't show up to class, that's on you.
Right, and if you were told that was part of your grade, it's on you to know that.
I don't think it. I don't think it. I don't understand why it's part of our grade. Because for those teachers that make it part of the grade.
Because it's part of learning about a boss.
I think it's stupid. If you're going to pay for class, why would you not want to show up in the first place? So that should be on you and your own. Like, you should be punished by your own. Like, I don't think it should be a requirement.
Let me tell you, there were some students who I wish didn't show up.
Oh, yeah.
They were wasting my expensive dollar.
That's kind of what I was going with, too, because I was just like, I don't want to be here. And then they took up all the fucking time.
Yeah,
stupid.
I told a girl in, I told a girl in class one day that your mother should have swallowed you.
Did she get it?
Yeah, she got it.
There you go.
She was not happy.
I can't imagine why. Such a nice thing. That's a high level insult.
We were talking about the VA in class, and she was like, "Oh, what is that, Virginia?" And I was like, "Oh, damn, your mother should have swallowed you."
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Coming up on Friday, we're going to talk in a little bit more depth about the Chitlin Circuit that Kareem's got going on for the next month or so.
Next to it, the end of the month.
Yeah. So. Where you can see it, what's going on with that, and more fun and frivolity. We'll see you for the Friday show. Until then, enjoy Prince, bitches.
Ow!